Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy. And being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to IgnatiusBookClub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
We are almost there, almost Christmas.
We are.
It's funny because we've said this before, but it's the time of the year where the church tells you to slow down, but then we are all crazy.
So it's the end of the school year for the kids. Uh-huh. This is a busy time. I find that people are a little stressed. I have to remind my staff around this time that people might be a little short fused. They're stressed.
Yeah, you're right. People seem to be a little tense.
You know, being in a church community, you're dealing with groups of people. So, you know, some people in their line of work or their vocation, it's more one-on-one or in a back office. But, you know, we're dealing with crowds of people. So it's interesting to read during the changes of the seasons. There are times when people are short-fused. And I just realized I'm only speaking of the negatives, unfortunately.
There's a lot of positives, too.
I would love to say there are positive times of year as well, beginning of the school year, for instance.
I'm still wondering, what am I getting for Christmas from you?
Yeah, and I'm still thinking about that as well.
Okay.
That makes two of us.
You have two more days.
All right. So what episode is this?
It's episode 98 already.
So I'm going to read a gospel, very beautiful gospel, for this fourth Sunday. And where is this from?
It's coming from Luke's gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. So we are going backwards a little bit. We're going to the beginning of the gospel. We went to John the Baptist last week. Now we are back to the beginning of the gospel where we hear about Mary and how the plan of God started.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled."
So the beautiful interaction between Mary and Elizabeth. I don't have a tremendous amount to say about this because just the impact of this encounter is so powerful. It's John and Jesus meeting. Mm-hmm. We don't think about that, but John and Jesus are meeting in the womb. Their encounter is well before Jesus's public ministry here, but they meet in the womb. And I would call this the first act of worship of Jesus. Mm-hmm. John literally leaping in the womb, that excitement, but it's worship. It's worship of Jesus. And just, boy, that importance of worship and the beauty of worship that's so very critical that we owe to God, that we owe to Jesus Christ.
When I hear this gospel, and you know, the second part comes now when Mary answers to Elizabeth with the prayer of the Magnificat that we all priests especially pray it every day, so we know. But it reminds me always of Steve Lampe, Father Steve Lampe. Do you know him?
I do.
He was at the seminary when I was there. He was the New Testament professor. And he preached one Christmas, my first Christmas at the seminary.
Mary, I believe. And I will never forget the homily. It says, this is two pregnant women dealing with speaking about the future. And imagine that we would take, and this was 97, 98, imagine that we would take any issue in the world and we would let pregnant women to deal with them. You know, that was the homily, I remember. Hmm. Imagine a Jewish pregnant woman with an Arabic pregnant woman in Israel. Imagine an illegal immigrant, undocumented immigrant, pregnant woman, you know, and you know what I mean, whatever. It was very interesting to think about this. This is two women who have the future in their hands, in their wombs, and it was a wonderful homily.
So the point, though, is that because they're interested in the life of the babies that they're carrying, mm-hmm. very powerful.
That they care about the future in ways that no other people can. Recently, the Holy Father has said something similar, that he cannot think of a better image for Advent than an expecting woman. Because it's about the future. It's about preparing the world for a future generation. I thought it was interesting.
I think that's important. And you just know the power of a baby, the power of a couple who are pregnant. Pregnant, mm-hmm. a woman who is pregnant. There's something beautiful about it and mysterious.
So this is a gospel that we use. Last week was Our Lady of Guadalupe. So it's a gospel that we use for quinceañeras also. Quinceañeras is a coming of age celebration for Mexican women when they turn young women, when they turn 15. And that's one of the gospels we read. So we always tell them, look at this Mary who just received the dialogue with the angel that she's going to be the mother of God, and see what she does immediately. Instead of saying, I better stay home because I'm so busy and this responsibility that is coming to me. And then she sets out, it says, and she does all these things. When she hears that Elizabeth, her relative, is pregnant, she goes and visits. And Elizabeth tells her how great you are, and Mary will answer, it's not about me, it's about what God has done through me. It's a beautiful gospel. This gospel we read today and the continuation, the Magnificat, a wonderful example that Mary gives.
So blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. That very beautiful statement of faith at the end of this that Elizabeth says to Mary, and that really summarizes Mary's role. You believed, and this would be fulfilled. And just the power of that word fulfilled as well. We don't want to wait. Fulfillment sometimes requires God's time, mm-hmm. requires patience. We don't want to wait. But blessed are you who believed that what the Lord said would happen, and it would be fulfilled.
But see what is very interesting with what you are saying. When somebody promises us something, we tend to think that person needs to fulfill, but we also have to be in a position of that the fulfillment of the promise will happen. I've preached this at funerals many times, no? Because you read a gospel where Jesus promises, my father's house has many dwelling places, you know? This fulfillment takes part of what the person that is promising and part of the behavior of the person who receives the promise. And I think that's a beautiful sentence in today's gospel. I agree.
I don't have much more to say, again, because this gospel, again, is one of those that it speaks for itself in its beauty and in its simplicity in the encounter here, which is what the gospels are. They're a series of encounters. Any sense of where you might be going?
For me, this is like when you look at a famous painting, that maybe all you can do, it's so beautiful and so powerful, that maybe to tell people this is the encounter between two pregnant women, one that is old, one that is young, that the promise of God is taking place, and Elizabeth is able to, just describing what's happening, it's good enough for the 24 hours we have before beginning to celebrate Christmas. So I think it's one of these gospels that the least we touch it, I think the better.
Right. So perhaps you know someone who perhaps isn't going to Mass all the time or is in a different place in their faith. Do what you can to invite them to Mass this Christmas. Just a reminder, good places to find that in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, so southeastern Wisconsin. Archmill.org is the website to check out, or a national website in the United States is masstimes.org.
And Merry Christmas. Next time we come
right
to this podcast will be after the celebration of Christmas. And also a reminder for all of us who go to church often that many people come to Christmas only once a year or twice a year. It's an opportunity for us to be welcoming and to make sure we are at our best so that people may find us attractive and may want to give us a chance.
Merry Christmas to you and happy fourth Sunday of Advent. Merry Christmas to all listeners. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us always in this little journey of friendship here in this podcast. As you listen to us and reach out, we really appreciate that. But Merry Christmas to you all.
And Merry Christmas to you too.
All right. I'll see you next week.
Take care.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com.